USA Radio News.
President Trump believes federal prosecutors added the campaign finance violations in the case against his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, to embarrass him. Regarding what Cohen said in court, the president tells Fox News,
"He is a lawyer. He represents a client. I never directed him to do anything incorrect or wrong, and he understands that."
The suspected terrorist who killed at least three people near a Christmas market in France is dead. The terrorist was killed by police after being on the run since the shooting Tuesday night. Numerous bomb threats have been reported all across the country. Places like Columbine High School, WNDU in Indiana, and Capital University in Ohio all were evacuated for the bomb threats. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. Senators approved the bipartisan measure aimed at ending U.S. support for the Saudi-led civil war in Yemen. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
And Obamacare deadlines arrived. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The deadline to buy or make changes in health insurance on the Affordable Care Act's marketplace is this Saturday, December 15th. People in most states can sign up on the federally run marketplace, healthcare.gov. After Saturday, only people who qualify for a special enrollment period will be allowed to sign up or make any changes in their coverage for 2019. Qualifying life events for that would include getting married, having a baby, or losing coverage. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Apple is expanding in Austin, Texas. The company announced a $1 billion investment to build a new campus. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott says this is a great deal for the city.
This truly elevates Austin as one of the premier technology hubs in the entire world, and we're proud it's located right in the heart of Texas.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate voted 50-49 to approve a bill that would force politically active nonprofits to disclose their donors. Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen of Delaware says dark money plays a huge role in politics and it's not always a good role.
The American people have a right to know if the candidates they choose to represent them are supported by foreign groups and shady special interests.
Florida is one of a handful of states that passed laws in 2018 requiring or permitting schools and other public buildings to prominently post the words, "In God We Trust." Arizona is another state that allowed this. Alan Halls is a pastor down in Tampa Bay, and he tells Fox News, "We definitely need more God in our country."
You know, I think it's great. As a matter of fact, I think it's a step in the right direction. You know, look, if we look back at our histories, the history of our nation, and we look at that even before there was a Constitution, before there was a Declaration of Independence, you had a group of people that came here and with an ideology of a city on a hill. And so to quote Representative Daniels when she said that, you know, God is light. And so to bring light into a dark place is a good thing. So I think it's a great move in the right direction. Do I think that a sign is going to change everything? No, I don't. However, I believe it is a good step towards a great change.
And finally, it was back on this date in 2003 when Saddam Hussein was captured by U.S. forces while he was hiding out under a farmhouse in Iraq. For USA Radio News.